This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to Game Night with Matt Perrault.
In a second, we're going to talk to Joe McAfee from Turf Show Times about the surprise start for the LA Rams. I told you, on Thursday, I said the hot take would be the Rams to win the West. Now, I meant that as a joke, but let's just kind of hit the brakes on whether or not that's a joke or not, because through 3 weeks, the Rams are in first place. Cardinals 1-2, Seahawks 1-2. 49ers 0-3. They have a one-game lead on the Rams, and they got a game coming up not this week but next week against the Seahawks in L.A. that could be a really big game for the first half of the season for the NFL in the NFC West. So, look, offensively, Sean McVay's got that team playing really, really well. They've scored 107 points so far here in the season. They lead the NFL in points scored through 3 weeks. Now, they've given up 75 points, which is quite a bit. Let's see. The Patriots have given up more points than them. The Colts have given up more points than them. Let's see. The Saints have given up more points than them. And the 49ers have given up more. Oh, the Cardinals and the 49ers have both given up more points than them. That's it. 75 points. Everybody else has given up less. So they've scored a lot, but they've also given up quite a few. So they've got some work to do on that end of the field. But I mean, if you're a Rams fan, you have to love what you have seen out of your quarterback in Jared Goff. I mean, he's got 5 touchdown tosses. He's thrown for 117 yards so far. Todd Gurley has got 4 touchdown runs and 241 yards, and Todd Gurley's being used in the passing game incredibly well. And that, I think, is there's a lot of people out there that wanted to see that last year. It didn't happen in his sophomore season, and now, now it's starting to roll. Now it's starting to get, their offense is starting to really go. So pretty cool stuff. All right, let's get to Joe McAfee from Turf Show Times. Joe, good evening. How are you?
Good, Matt. Hey, you mentioned the fact that we're giving up less points than the Colts and Patriots. So, if you're looking at the 2008 NFL, it only took us 9 years. But, hey, we finally caught up with some of the best of the best.
All right, let's talk about the defense before we go to the offense for a second, because we're talking about points being given up. The playmakers are there, right? They've got guys. They've got Robert Quinn. They've got Alec Ogletree. I mean, they've got players on that side of the football. Aaron Donald, obviously. How good could the Rams defense be if they put this together?
Well, the answer is better. I don't know how good they could be. They got a new defensive coordinator in Wade Phillips. They got a lot of new pieces, personnel-wise. Kayvon Webster, cornerback coming over from Denver. Nickell Robey-Coleman, who came over from the Wave from the Bills. The answer is that they can be better, and I think that's where they have to start. When you give up 39 points to the 49ers, that's obviously a performance that should never happen, given the personnel that they've got. So they just got to get into a place where they're putting in better performances and getting ready for teams like Jacksonville, like Dallas, like Arizona coming up. Because if the Rams are going to be for real, they got to do better than they did last week.
Well, they got to go on the road to Dallas coming up next week. We'll get to that game here in a second. But Jared Goff in his sophomore campaign, how much of this is Jared Goff going in and improving himself? And how much of this is Sean McVay, the new head coach, in the improvement in what Goff has looked like so far this year?
Yeah, I think that's the question all Rams fans are asking. And similarly, how much of this is the Rams offense and how much is the defenses that they've faced thus far? We don't know. It's going to take a couple games like Arizona, Dallas, Seattle coming up to be able to validate that. But certainly, the fact that we've gotten these kind of performances, whether it's Goff or McVay or whether it's the Rams offense or their opposing defenses, the fact that they've gotten them in a way that they didn't get in previous years with Goff and Jeff Fisher certainly suggests that at least there's something possible here that wasn't possible in years before. And I think that's what Rams are really excited about, is that maybe there's a new ceiling for this team that hasn't existed in years past.
We know that Todd Gurley can run the football, but to see Todd Gurley out there catching passes again like he did his rookie campaign, how refreshing is that?
Yeah, I mean, he's been incredibly valuable in the passing game. He's been more aggressive in the receiving game than he has in the rushing game. I think what's exciting is the last 2 weeks, the offensive line has been so good. Mm-hmm. It's been giving him the room in the rushing game to really get some yards and really take advantage of space in front of that defensive line that he hasn't had in years past. Yeah, it really is a new offense for the Rams, whether it's Jared Goff, Sean McVay, Todd Gurley, the personnel that's been there in Goff and Gurley, but new guys like Sammy Watkins, mm-hmm. Robert Woods, Gerald Everett, second-round rookie. There's really a new look to this Rams offense, and that's why, obviously, they're up among the highest scoring units in the entire NFL and have a lot of Rams fans excited, more so than in years past.
How big could that trade for Sammy Watkins turn out to be? He's got 194 yards receiving so far, 13 catches and 2 touchdowns through 3 games.
I think the last week showed how big it can be. The real question is he's only here for 2017. Mm-hmm. He's not signed beyond this year. So if he can stay healthy and if the Rams re-sign him, there's no doubt that he can be a legitimate number one wide receiver at the top of the depth chart, the likes of which the Rams haven't had since Torrey Holt. More than a decade ago. The problem for the Rams is you're buying on a guy that Buffalo quite clearly was comfortable letting leave. And so it's one of those things where we've got to get through October and November and really see, is Sammy Watkins the kind of wide receiver that the Rams were excited to bring on, and that what we saw last week against San Francisco can really come out and change a game? Or is he a guy that Buffalo fans got used to not being there? And that's the answer that we're not going to get for a couple more weeks.
You know, Joe, there's all this talk going on about what the president said. He said it on Friday night in Alabama. The Rams played on Thursday night. The 49ers have the same situation. They won't actually have their chance to get to the football field until next week against the Cowboys on the road in Dallas. Do you think the Rams do anything, or do you think it just kind of by that time, a week from now, this story kind of has calmed down and the Rams won't have to or won't want to do anything on the field pregame?
Yeah, it's really interesting to, you know, think about the Rams situation here in that, this was the team that came out to the hands up, don't shoot with everything that went on in St. Louis a couple years ago. This is a team that had Robert Quinn raising a fist throughout the protests and even had Johnny Hecker, the punter, put his arm around him, which was a stark contrast to what a lot of the other teams in the NFL were doing. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, they weren't a part of this weekend. They played on Thursday Night Football, and clearly the timing of this did not sync up to understand how the Rams would have responded to this. I'd say that we got a Thursday Night Football game coming up, and if we still see the same kind of pregame activism on Thursday that we did this weekend, I don't doubt that the Rams will have some part in that. And to what degree, I think, will be up to the players and to Sean McVay, you know, the youngest head coach in NFL history, to decide how they want to display their activism and their degree of unity to which most teams have been showing this weekend.
You know, with your readers being Rams fans and the comments from Stan Kroenke, his comments weren't very pointed. They were sort of kind of a dull edge, if you will. He didn't go after the president.
Right.
We heard more ferocious comments from other owners that singled out the president, mentioned him by name, and really drew a stark contrast between their roster, their teams, and what the president had said. How did Rams fans handle Kroenke's comments?
Well, I think Rams fans know who Stan Kroenke is as a personality, and he's not that guy to lead the tip of the spear. He's not Jerry Jones. He's not Bob Kraft. Or any of these other owners that really, when you have issues like this that tend to strike through the front layer of the NFL as a sport and as an entertainment entity, you know, Stan Kroenke is not the guy standing at the front vanguard of this. And so I don't know that Rams fans were necessarily upset by his comments, and they were relatively pedestrian, I think I'd say. But, you know, that's who Stan Kroenke is. And he's a multi-sport owner. He owns the Nuggets and the Avalanche and the NBA and NHL. He owns Arsenal in the English Premier League. He's not a guy that puts himself at the front of these kind of issues. And no doubt his statement didn't do that either. But I don't think that anybody's looking at him to be the person that really carries the water on any issue, let alone one as divisive as it.
Joe, I got about 30 seconds left. How big of a measuring stick is this game this week at Dallas?
Huge, and I think when you look at the defense for the Rams, you mentioned it going against the offensive line like Dallas has with Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott leading the way, and the way the Rams' offense has played, it's as big a measuring stick as they had, and one to validate what they're doing under Sean McVay. It's going to be very, very interesting.
All right, Joe, I'm watching it. I said it was a hot take, but now it made me think it's not that hot that we might see the Rams be a legitimate contender in the West. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
That's hotter than it's been in the last decade, so that's as much as I can give you, man.
Good stuff. Thanks for the time, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, man.
That is Joe McAtee from Turf Show Times, SB Nation site covering the Rams, joining us here on Game Night. I agree. It's less of a hot take than in the past. The Rams might be the team to beat in the NFC West. They've got a game at Dallas to go out and show me if they can win there and beat the Cowboys on the road on Fox, which should be, I'm guessing it's going to be the Fox most distributed game of the week. Normally it is for when the Cowboys play on Fox. L.A. at Dallas. Those numbers should be fine. You should tell the president. Those numbers will be fine. More to come.